This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian fighters battling Russian forces in the tunnels beneath Mariupol's immense steel plant are refusing to surrender in the face of relentless attacks. The wife of one commander says they vowed to, quote, stand till the end. The battle is unfolding in the last Ukrainian stronghold of the strategic port city that has been reduced to ruins. It appeared increasingly desperate after a Ukrainian official said Russian soldiers managed to get inside the tunnels with the help of a Ukrainian electrician who knew the layout. The fighting came amid growing suspicions that President Vladimir Putin wants to present the Russian people with a major battlefield success in time for Victory Day on Monday, which marks the Soviet Union's triumph over Nazi Germany. Nearly 25 million tons of grains are stuck in Ukraine and unable to leave the country due to infrastructure challenges and blocked Black Sea ports, including Mariupol, a UN food agency official said on Friday. The blockages are seen as a factor behind high food prices, which hit a record high in March in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, before easing slightly in April, the FAO said on Friday. Ukraine had been the world's fourth largest exporter of maize or corn in the 2021 season and the number six wheat exporter, according to the International Grains Council data. Another concern is reports that some grain storage had been destroyed in the fighting in Ukraine, according to the group. Since Moscow launched what it called a special military operation, Ukraine has been forced to export grain by train rather than by sea. This is VOA News. Australia's election campaign has passed the halfway mark as two national opinion polls are predicting defeat for the center-right government. There is, though, lingering skepticism about the reliability of the surveys after they were wrong in the last election. Experts say it's an international problem. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Opinion polls have for years played a key part in Australian elections, highlighting issues that matter most to voters. In this campaign, the surveys have identified concerns about the economy, reducing the cost of health care, and combating global climate change as key issues for voters. Australians are also worried about regional instability. National security has also featured prominently in the election campaign after the Solomon Islands, a regional partner of Australia, signed a contentious security accord with China. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison was accused by his critics of diplomatic incompetence for allowing Beijing to foster such close relations with the Solomon Islands. But opinion polls haven't always been reliable. There are signs the pollsters are getting back on track. They've picked the winner in three recent state elections in Australia. A survey released Friday by the Australian National University is predicting the opposition Labour Party is in an election-winning position. As in 2019, Labour is being tipped by the major polling companies to win the federal election on May 21, which is, of course, the only poll that counts. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. health regulators are strictly limiting who can receive Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to a rare but serious risk of blood clots. The Food and Drug Administration said Thursday the shot should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different vaccine or specifically request J&J's vaccine. The decision is the latest restriction to hit the company's vaccine, which has long been overshadowed in the U.S. by more effective shots, Pfizer and Moderna. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian fighters battling Russian forces in the tunnels beneath Mariupol's immense steel plant are refusing to surrender in the face of relentless attacks. The wife of one commander says they vowed to, quote, stand till the end. The battle is unfolding in the last Ukrainian stronghold of the strategic port city that has been reduced to ruins. The fighting coming amid growing suspicions that President Putin wants to present the Russian people with a major battlefield success in time for Monday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.